The Apostle Paul gives us some advice about different things. When he was persecuting Christians and then he had an encounter with the Lord on the road to Damascus, he became one of the best apostles of all. In fact, he's written 2/3 of the New Testament, and it gives us a lot of wisdom and insights. So I want to share with you from 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 29 through 40, New Living Translation. Now let me, talking about himself, Paul, now let me say this, dear brothers and sisters. The time that remains is very short, so husbands should not let marriage be their major concern. Happiness or sadness or wealth should not keep anyone from doing God's work. In those frequent contact with all things of the world, should make good use of them without becoming attached to them. For this world and all it contains will pass away. In everything I do, I want you to be free from the concerns of this life. An unmarried man can spend his time doing the Lord's work and thinking how to please him. But a married man can't do that so well. He has to think about his earthly responsibilities and how to please his wife. His interests are divided. In the same way, a woman who is no longer married or never been married can be more devoted to the Lord in the body and in spirit, while the married woman must be concerned about her earthly responsibilities and how to please her husband. I'm telling you this for your benefit, not to place restrictions on you. I want you to do whatever will help you serve the Lord the best, with a few distractions as possible. But if a man thinks he ought to marry his fiancée because he has trouble controlling his passions and time is passing, it's okay. It is not a sin. Let them marry. But if he has decided firmly not to marry, there is no urgency and he can control his passion, he does not do well to marry. So the person who marries does well, and the person who doesn't marry does even better. A wife is married to her husband as long as he lives. If her husband dies, she is free to marry whoever she wishes. But this must be a marriage acceptable to the Lord. But in my opinion, he had opinions too, but in my opinion, it'll be better for her if she does not marry again. And I think I'm giving you this counsel from God's Spirit when I say this. May God add the blessing and the understanding of his holy and precious word.